Welcome back here. That is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for our second hour, and we have coming up this hour Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier and also Larry Grover of the Conservatives of Kern County. And these guys are going to be debating Bradley Manning and a couple of the things that have come up on the Bradley Manning radar. This case, as you know, which has been one of extremely emotional debate, one of extremely emotional and contentious and ideologic, territorial sort of debate. And with Bradley Manning leaking, if you want to call it leaking, documents to this guy Assange and WikiLeaks, taking on as well this discussion of patriotism. He's a member of the military, he's a member of the United States Army. And now, as of yesterday or the day before, we have a photograph, and you can go to our website, philhendryshow.com, a photograph of Bradley Manning dressed as a woman. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I don't. It's nothing that I'm. I can't. If somebody asked me, for instance, and this is a good question, well, what do you think of a man dressed as a woman going in and teaching kids in a school? I guess it's cool. I don't know. It has to do with the educating, obviously, young people as to the differences in people. But I'm not willing to debate that right now. I just want to talk about what I think was a case of terrible treachery on the part of Bradley Manning. Terrible, yes, I would say a traitorous act, especially when you consider that this is a member of the U.S. military. And he did apologize to the court, I believe it was yesterday, saying that he didn't mean to hurt the country, that he was sorry for what he did. He was sorry for how he might have hurt people. And to sort of bring all of this into perspective for us. Now, I've just given my opinion, and I know that Doug Danger is joining us from the Orange County Courier. I know you want to give an opinion too, Doug. Although you're a writer, you're a journalist as well. So why don't you go ahead and report and then give us your take on it?
Well, I'm happy to do that. I am a gay man and a gay... First of all, I want to let people know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So when you talk about Bradley Manning, I don't even know if Bradley Manning is gay, because you're talking about cross-dressing. That does not necessarily mean gay man, and that does not necessarily mean... certainly, they have rescinded the ban on gays in the military, so we don't have a problem there. The problem comes in, I think, for some people, Phil, especially the conservatives that tried to make hay while the sun shines. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I could see this before it even happened. I knew that a lot of the conservatives that hitched their wagon to the Bradley Manning star, thinking that it was going to be a big black eye for Obama, I think that a lot of them now are finding themselves, as the saying goes, they're turning around and looking in the bowl before they pull a chain, you know.
What does that mean, exactly?
Well, I mean, I think it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for any member of the conservative movement to be championing a guy who has shown, a lot of people think this guy is showing a mental instability, as well as a something that can't taste very good in the mouths of conservatives, and that is a guy that dresses as a woman. You know, to them, that means gay.
Let me ask you a question here. Mental stability, let's talk about that. That's the far more important question here. Why does it necessarily mean that he is not mentally stable if he's dressed as a woman?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It ain't that he's not mentally stable so much as reliable, and whether this is an individual who can be trusted with whatever secrets you may entrust to a member of the U.S. military at his rank, at his grade. But when you are a cross-dresser, you are already involved in a lifestyle. And I'm telling you this as a gay man and as a gay journalist, because I've seen, obviously, there's a lot of cross-dressers in the gay community, and there's a lot of cross-dressers in the straight community. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't cross-dress, but I got money, and I'll tell you right now, I'll look anybody eyeball to eyeball, and I'll tell you right now, I can look a guy in the eye, and I know whether that guy dresses up as a woman when the sun goes down and the dog's fed and the cat's in and his wife's in bed. I can tell you right now, eyeball to eyeball, whether that guy gets himself into a skirt with a handbag and goes out and pretends, you know, I don't understand it myself.
And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, as you say, You've been around a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I have, but hold on just for a minute here, Phil, because I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. You're saying, oh, well, you're gay, so that means you've been around a lot of cross-dressers. I'm telling you right now that cross-dressing is something that goes on in the straight community just as much. And
no, I understand that. That's a very good point. You're right. I guess I was thinking more in terms of drag queens, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a different... I don't know the story with Bradley Manning, what his particular orientation is when it comes to that. I'm assuming he's gay, and the reason why I'm assuming he's gay is because he has, to me, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I call it is the nervous gay. He looks like a nervous gay, and...
What does that mean, nervous gay?
Well, he's a little short man in a big man's profession, the military. He's a little short man wearing a beret and sort of, you know, swishing around there in the Army. I don't know what he's doing, but he's certainly not in... He doesn't look to me like any G.I. Joe. I'll put it to you that way.
We're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about Bradley Manning and the photograph released yesterday of Bradley Manning in women's clothing, it looks like a woman's wig, makeup. We have the picture on our homepage. It's a black and white shot.
Yeah, it looks like it was what they call a selfie. You know,
It was taken by Mr. Manning.
It was a selfie. Yeah, so that means it was
taken by him.
Yeah, it was taken by him. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I look at that, and the reason why I say that I'm gay and that I'm a gay journalist is because I look at that and I say to myself, I can look at a lot of news stories, Phil, and I can suss them out and I can get right to the point because of the fact that I'm gay. And the reason why that helps me is because I've been through so much discrimination that you learn how to deal with all the bull, right?
All right, but getting back to my question, what does the cross-dressing thing have to do with mental stability? That's what someone was proffering, I believe, from the defense side.
Well, here's the thing. If you are in the military and you have a job that is a sensitive job in terms of security, and at night you're dressed as a woman, you're already in a compromised position. You have put yourself in a compromise. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, if it was still against the rules of the military to be gay... I would be in a compromised position because I'm gay, and I go out at night and I party and I do whatever, and I don't hide it, and I sure as hell am not. Even if I was in the military and they said, "Are you gay?" I say, "You better believe I'm gay." Who wants to know?
And well, wait a minute. You're standing there in a uniform.
Yeah, if I was in the military, yeah.
And you would say to someone, if this was the old days.
Yeah, it was the old days.
Okay, I'm gay.
If I'm standing there in a military uniform, said, "Hey, Danger, something about you." And I've had a lot of them, you know, "Hey, some about you smells gay." I'd say, "Well, take another sniff, man, because I'm as gay. I'm gay, all right?" And I have known that I'll go into a bar and I'll walk up to God and say, "You know I'm gay, right? You know I'm gay?" And why do I do that? Because I'm not going to hide it.
Yeah, but how would you stay in the military?
I wasn't in the military. I'm just saying if I was.
Yeah, but, well, how would you expect to stay in the military?
I guess I'd be out, you know. But no way. Do I stand there, even if I was a four-star general? I could stand there as a four-star general in the Pentagon, Phil.
Well.
No, and someone says to me, "General Danger, are you gay?" "Yeah." "What about it?"
We're talking to Doug Danger, and we're talking about Bradley Manning, and we're discussing the cross-dressing picture of Bradley Manning. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And the discussion, we're going to get around to why this means a compromising of Bradley Manning's mental health. What does this say to the conservatives that were supporting Bradley Manning against President Obama? You're supporting a cross-dresser. Does that matter at all? Does that mean anything? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and back with more from Doug Danger and Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County coming up. And it's the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. We have Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier. Larry Grover is going to join us as well as we discuss the Bradley Manning case. And we were discussing Bradley Manning to some extent last night, Doug, having to do with some other aspect of it, I forget. Or maybe we did. Yeah, I think Dean Wheeler was on discussing Bradley Manning, was basically taking on the same, I think, the same philosophy or the same point of view that you are, which is it's a big black eye for conservatives considering the fact that they were supporting this guy, you know, against President Obama, like this guy was some kind of standard bearer, you know?
Look, you know, the ideology, I think you said it at the beginning, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I was able to pinpoint this, I was able to spotlight this, Phil, very early on. And that is that I knew when this became evident, I knew that a lot of conservatives were going to grab a hold of Bradley Manning, gay or not gay, cross-dresser or not cross-dresser.
Do you think they knew that about him?
I don't know. You could take one look at Bradley Manning, you knew there was something off with that guy. I don't care. If you got any ability to read people at all, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I feel that I have a superior ability because of the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But I when I look at Bradley Manning, and I took one long look at him, and I said, man, that guy's got... I don't want to say.
Well, what did you say?
Well, I said, that guy's got queer written all over him.
Okay, let's not use that word.
Well, you're asking me to use a word. We use that word in the gay community a lot. You know,
I understand, but I don't want the perception being that we're starting to relaxing into a kind of a slang around here that to me doesn't sound very dignified. Doug Danger is on the line with us here from the from Culver City, California, from his home in Culver City. Doug is Doug Danger. Larry Grover. I'm sorry. Larry is with us from his home in Culver City. And Larry, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, Larry. We're talking here with Doug about the Bradley Manning case. He came right out and said that Bradley Manning is a black eye for the conservative movement. How say you?
Well, you took me aback there a little bit with the how say you.
Well, I would rather you not say that.
That's a Bill O'Reillyism.
I did it as a joke.
Well, I think that's very convenient to say it's a joke, but it sounded to me like you were trying to...
Yeah, it sounds like you're immolating him, you know, not immolate, that's being set on fire, but
it sounded like he was trying to emulate.
No, I was doing it as a joke. I was doing it as a bit of a little sort of inside joke. All right, I apologize. I won't do that again. Larry, do you feel that this cross-dressing discovered on Bradley Manning hurts the conservative support of him?
I think that, first of all, you say the conservative support of him. I can tell you that conservatives of Kern County looked at Bradley Manning as just another casualty of the disaster of the Obama administration.
That's not what you wrote.
Excuse me?
That's not what, this is Doug Danger, that's not what you wrote, sir.
Well, what I wrote was, if you remember, I wrote that Bradley Manning was a great American, and I do believe he was a great American, and I wrote that the Obama administration was persecuting him. I did write that. What's your point?
Well, my point is, if you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead.
My point is that turns the whole thing. Are you trying to say that he's just another sort of a symptom of the disaster of the Obama administration? That shows that you're not telling the truth, because you wrote that, like the guy's some big hero. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm saying to you that you're raising up as a hero a guy in a dress and a wig.
No, I'm not raised as, you know, hero. Where do you get that word?
I come from the South, excuse me. You're raised up as a hero.
All right. Well, no, we're not raising up a guy in a dress and a wig.
Well, yes, if you were raising him up as a hero, a guy that was going against the Obama administration's misuse, if you will, of the Patriot Act, or the Obama administration's misuse of the Constitution, or its selective enforcement of the law, whatever it was, how do you feel now?
I feel great. I don't think that there has been any... look, you're talking about an article that I wrote in our newspaper a few months ago where I said that Bradley Manning...
I can quote it for you. You said that Bradley Manning is almost a god among men, for what he has done for this country. And I'm just asking you, I think Mr. Henry's asked the same thing. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Yeah, I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, sir. I've heard you say that a number of times.
Well, I'm a gay man, all right. But you're the guy that's holding up as a god among men, a guy that puts on lipstick.
You know something? I don't believe what I said was...
What does that mean, a god among men?
I think he... You know...
Phil, I'll tell you right now what it means.
I can tell Mr. Henry what it means. When I wrote that, I did not know at that time that Bradley Manning dressed the way that he did, relaxed, chose his relaxations the way that he did.
What if you knew then that he did? What if you knew going in before the trial, before anything else other than the fact that he leaked all this information, but you also knew he was a crossdresser? What would you say then?
Huh? What does that mean?
What Mr. Henry's asking you is, what would you say if you would you still hold this guy up as a hero way back when, like 6 months ago, 9 months ago, a year ago, if you knew the guy was getting into lipstick and a gown?
Well, I don't have any information about the guy getting into a gown.
That doesn't matter. But what would you say?
I would have to say it's one thing to go out in a wig and lipstick. I can deal with that. The conservatives of Kern County and the associated conservative organizations that I know of, we can sit down and we can hash out a workable campaign whereby we are behind a guy 100%, even if he is dressing as a woman to the extent that I just described. Now, if he's getting into an evening gown, if he is going to bed wearing...
What are you talking about, going to bed wearing a woman's panties?
You know, I don't appreciate you, Mr. Danger, going for a long time. You're the one who is the gay.
All right, hold on. Let's not get into a personal attack. He's asking a good question, and you're answering it very well, although it sounds kind of bizarre.
What's bizarre about it?
The idea that you can deal with a guy that's in a wig and lipstick, but now when he gets into a gown,
that takes it to a different level, yeah. You know?
What level does it take it to, sir?
I'm just telling you that if you want me to support a Bradley Manning, I can deal with it if you tell me the guy is dressing in a wig and lipstick. But if... You know what, Mr. Henry, I will say this. I had no idea that I was going to be walking into another buzzsaw here tonight on your show. I wish that I would be warned.
I told you were going to be talking about the Bradley Manning case with Mr. Danger. You know he's a liberal, so this is not anything that's coming as a big surprise, okay?
Well,
You have not answered my question.
All right, Mike, your question was what?
You said an evening gown.
I said it would be hard for us to support him if he's in an evening gown.
What difference does it make, man, if he's a cross-dresser? See, okay. Let's take a break. We have a break coming up in a couple of minutes. I just don't understand what difference it makes.
It makes a difference to me, okay? Because if I have to stand in front of a group of conservatives at a fundraiser, or I'm giving a talking points, or I'm showing people how to canvass or campaign, I'm going out, I'm doing the best I can to try to resurrect the Republican Party from the toilet that it finds itself in. And I've got to, and now you're telling me, hey, look, Bradley Manning, here's a real great opportunity for the conservative movement. And then I find out that the guy is dressed in a wig and fishnet, whatever he's wearing. And now you tell me he's in a gown.
I don't know if he's in a gown or not, you know?
Hey, Doug, there's something with your phone.
What?
It's a little muffled.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time, too.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is I don't know that this guy is in a gown.
And then why do you keep pressing me on the idea that Bradley Manning's wearing an evening gown?
Nobody is pressing you on anything other than to say, and you have been you've been doing a good job avoiding it.
I have been doing. That's what you just said. I've been doing.
All right, hold the line, please.
Don't be a pain in the ass.
What?
If he's going to avoid answering questions because they're a little difficult, and instead he's going to play some juvenile games.
Well, I don't think he's playing a juvenile. I understand the question about the gown. But I don't know you're going to get an answer. I think what you're dealing with here is he's guilty. He's going to go not only to jail, but Bradley Manning will go straight to hell. I really believe it.
What are you talking about?
You heard what I just said.
Right, hold on, and we'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't know that I'm in any position to talk about where Bradley Manning's going in the hereafter. However, you are right. This thing's over. He is going to find himself on the, going to find himself on the bad end of things. And this photograph being leaked, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Doug Danger and Larry Grover. Our number 800, or 855, rather, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Back here to the Phil Hendry Show every night, 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Lots of time left here tonight to talk about these ever-so-important issues. We have with us here Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier and Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, two guys that we usually have on our show to discuss some of these hot topics, and this is a hot one, the Bradley Manning case. Now, it's as good as over. I think that one can say that this is, you could score one here for the administration. I think Bradley Manning's going to go away. He's not being, he hasn't been charged or convicted with treason, but the man is nonetheless obviously a member of the U.S. military, caught with his hand in the cookie jar, apologizing up one side and down the next, but the damage has been done.
Well, that's just it, Phil. The damage has been done, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you I'm gay. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, can I jump in? I know you're gay. Phil knows you're gay. Look, this is something we have an argument about all the time, Larry. I'm not going to get into it with you. I'm a gay man, and you know I'm gay, right?
Yes, I know you're gay. I've been listening to you on the Phil Hendry program for, you're gay, and you'll always be gay, and I got no problem with you being gay.
But you got a problem with me saying that I'm gay.
Maybe I do.
Yeah, well, you better get over that problem, because I'm gay, and because I'm gay, I was able to figure out this guy Manning was goofier than two coats of paint long before you conservatives did.
Well, oh boy, that's a hot one. What makes you think that we didn't know that guy was... What makes you think we didn't know that guy was a bad apple?
What makes because you guys were out supporting this guy as the poster boy for the Obama administration selectively enforcing this, that, something else, okay?
I knew that that guy was bad. I knew he'd gone bad long before any of you people in the media started discussing it. And
so then why would you guys be supportive of him? And you know, not that you were supportive of anybody that would harm the country, but there seemed to be a lot of support on the conservative side for Bradley Manning because it was just giving Obama a black eye.
I did not, okay?
You're saying that now because the guy got caught in a wig and a dress.
That's got nothing to do with him in a wig and a dress. I'd rather that he not have been in a wig and a dress, but that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is, Obama got away with another one.
Well, all right, so you love Bradley Manning?
I don't love him. I'm not in a position to say that. I won't say that.
Then, okay, I think we've talked enough about the cross-dressing. I don't think personally it should be an issue.
Well, that's fine with me, but ask this guy Grover.
Ask this guy Grover what?
What do you think about the fact that you're posting? Well, you won't say, so...
We've already asked and answered the question a million times. I don't want to go into it. I personally, whatever that Bradley Manning's doing in his private life, I don't give a damn, man. If he wants to dress as a woman, that's his thing. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. Some people were saying it has to do with his mental health, and I believe that is... I think that's discriminatory. If there's so much cross-dressing going on in the culture, either by straights or gays, I don't think it could possibly be anything reflective of mental health. I think it's probably just a personality idiosyncrasy that some guys have got.
Well, let me ask you something. I would love to believe you, Mr. Hendry, because I have thrown my lot in with Bradley Manning, and there's no question about it. So I would love to believe you, and I'd love... But can you compare it to any other... When you say an idiosyncrasy...
Biting your nails.
Biting my nails? You got to be kidding me, biting my nails.
I don't know. I don't know what it could be compared to. It's a very interesting and unique personality trait or personality choice that some people make. It's not, I don't believe, a part of orientation, because sexual orientation, because like you were saying, straights and gays interchangeably do it. But I don't think it's reflective of a mental health problem. And so anybody who was trying to go with that, I think that's a little... that's a little wrong. All right, let's take a phone call here. Our number is 855-500-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 855-500-7445. Don't forget, we're online as well at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com with our podcast. Let me get the call up here, and we'll talk about that later. Okay, this is Don. Don, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and you're talking to Doug Danger and to Larry Grover.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about Bradley Manning when he was in the military. I want to talk about him being craft death or anything, okay?
Did the caller say that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, speak up a little bit.
And then I want to talk about Bradley Manning, but I don't want to talk about the craft death.
You don't want to talk about the cross-dressing?
You understand it?
Yes, I did. I understand it fine.
All right, well, then that tells me something.
What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that...
Never mind. The caller is waiting, okay?
I'm just wanting to know.
Restate your question, if you don't mind, sir.
What do you think about Bradley? Now, I don't want to talk about cross-dressing. I want to talk about just his overall mental state. I'm giving up the secret.
His overall mental state giving up the secrets? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I think that he was motivated out of, I believe... a good intentions, and...
Well, what's that you're listening to, sir? This is Doug Danger.
What's that?
What are you listening to there in the background?
That's the Return of the Mac.
This guy's listening to Return of the Mac, okay.
What's Return of the Mac?
Never mind what song he's listening to.
You want me to... What's your question again?
Oh, God, you guys. All I'm trying to ask you is, what do you think of Bradley Manning? The fact that he's not... Never mind about... Turn the music down, Billy.
What?
Turn the music down.
All right.
I'm asking the question, and either one of you gentlemen can answer. What do you think of Bradley Manning's mental state even before the Dave Legitimus came out with his cross-dress?
His mental state... I don't have a problem with your song, sir. I like this song, Return of the Mac. I haven't heard it in a long time.
That's great. Can you answer his question?
Who's this?
Phil Hendry, the host.
I apologize, Phil. I'm Doug Danger, and I do apologize on behalf of myself and Larry.
I know who you are, and you don't have to apologize about anything. I would ask the caller to please turn the music down, because it obviously is distracting people.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to try to get my roommate to do that right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just did.
All right. Larry?
Yeah?
Well, answer the guy's question.
Oh, all right. I think that, that's a great song. I apologize. I think that Bradley Manning's mental state, as it pertains to this issue, I think is very, very key. But I don't think there's anything wrong with his mental state. I think he might have been motivated by a true patriotic feeling that he's got to get this information out, and the best way to do it would be to a third party.
Yeah, but what do you think about that when it comes to the fact he did it to a foreign guy?
All right, I didn't understand that.
I think I know what you asked. It's Don, right?
My name's Don.
Okay, Don, did you ask, what do you think about him divulging or releasing these files to a man of foreign birth, to Julian Assange?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a good one. I think that it shows that Manning felt that perhaps the security of this operation trying to get this information out would be compromised handing it over to an American.
It could have meant this is Doug Danger, Don. It could mean that Bradley Manning is not a very patriotic individual and has no problem turning over the secrets of the United States to some Swedish, I don't know what this guy Assange, I heard that he was doing things to some underage girl, and he's living on in Hawaii, or where, I think he's living in Sweden or something. Where is he living now? Is he living in the There's something wrong with the guy, that's all.
That was very clear. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful that I'm here to answer it clearly.
Well, here's what you just sounded like.
No, hold on. You didn't answer that as clearly as I answered the question.
All right. The answer to the question, as I heard it from Larry, Don, was that Mr. Manning felt that perhaps the security would be compromised here in the United States and hence gave it over to a foreign person. I also, what I'm hearing is that, at least from Doug Danger's point of view, is that Mr. Manning, had no respect for this country to the point where he was gladly giving it over to someone of compromised mentality and compromised personality and morality of foreign birth.
Well, I don't know that. I don't even want to know about it, you know.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said I don't know that. I wanted to know about it. That's all I was going to ask about.
Okay, thank you very, very, very much, Don.
You just don't want to turn the music down because they told you that.
All right, thank you very much, both of you gentlemen, Larry Grover and Doug Danger. I appreciate it very much. I apologize to those of you watching on Phil TV and HD that we did have the audio muted. You know, we're back to that, guys. I apologize. I've got to remember to get that. We have to get coordinated in here and get that audio unmuted when we come out of our breaks. I apologize. It's just part of the shakedown here of this first week of broadcasting, podcasting, video cast. I mean, we've got like 9 million things that we're doing around here. All right, we'll join our panel, Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, and Robert Leonard when we come back. Still other news to get to. A 70s star, Lisa Robin Kelly, has passed on. That was terrible. She was contending with alcohol problems. That's a sad thing. Lisa Kudrow admits to falling for a friend's reunion rumor. And Judge Judy's son is suing the sheriff for $5 million. We were talking about her last night. Now her son suing a local sheriff for $5 million for defamation. And other stuff coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The number 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And so far we have discussed the Bradley Manning situation. We've talked about podcasting. We've talked about a recall on dog food. Actually, what we were talking about is just the idea of a student podcast that is all about the personal habits, the personal dating habits of high school teachers.
Yes, but I think the thing that needs to be discussed here, and I know, Robert, you agree, and I don't, I guess you do?
Yeah, I do. What, I don't count?
You count, but...
Yeah, you count.
All right, fine, you count.
What do you want to discuss?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, Phil, by now. I think there are an awful lot of people. Now, you have brand new listeners, I understand that. But there's a lot of subscribers to your website that are now questioning your competence and your sanity, and I'm saying that in relation to muting the audio.
All right. You know...
Yeah, a lot of people are getting upset.
I'm sorry, I apologize. We mute the audio during our breaks so that we can have a little bit of production privacy around here as we screen phone calls and do other things and converse. That's why I mute the audio during the break. I mean, I have an engineer, Peter. I don't know that he wants his voice heard on the feed.
Well, I don't know what your problem is, whether it's legal, but there are people that are writing now to the show. I get the emails from a lot of them. Dear Margaret, here's one here. What do you have, bud?
Yeah, I got these ones here and here.
Well, don't put it in my nose. Thank you. Here's one here. John F. Denver. What has happened to Phil? Does he know how to turn volume up and down? Oh, my God. Here's one here. Geraldine and Jerusha in Boise, Idaho. Phil has muted the audio again. May he burn. Here's one here.
May he burn.
Yes. That's how strong people are feeling. Here's one here. John L., New York City. I was tuning in tonight to listen to the video cast, blah, 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 blah. It's a bunch of stuff about how much he likes you.
Well, let me see that.
I'm reading it, thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
Here's a good part right there.
You must be about 500 shades of Gloyd that you can't remember to unmute the audio. Thank you.
but blah, 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 all the rest of the stuff.
It's not important, Mr. Henry. You got to get my audio unmuted.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for not unmuting. For those of you, and we're wasting a lot of time here because I have radio listeners that don't know what the hell it is we're talking about.
Well, they can hear what's going on, but the people that are listening on the video cast, you didn't unmute the audio. Now, I don't care, Phil. You know me. I can go with any. I'll take to the streets with any of them. Okay?
Yeah, fine. God.
What's with the God?
I'll take to the streets with any of them.
Yeah, nobody backs me up. No one backs me down. But I'm just saying, you've got to keep these people happy, because when you're muting the audio and they are trying to read your lips, it's embarrassing. I've had people say, did Phil just say the F word? Did he just call you an MF? We don't know. He muted everything.
Well, let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, you can be assured that I don't use the F word. I don't use any of that kind of language on the air for obvious reasons. But I would say the number one reason is I would never use that language on the air.
Yeah, you use it in the world.
Yeah, maybe I do. What about it?
Well, I'm trying to make it sound like you're all clean and stuff.
I don't think it does you a world of good, Phil, trying to make it sound like you're all cleaned up. You know, I know, he knows. A lot of the people out there know. She, her.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying a lot of people know that you've got filth where words should be.
Yeah, where words ought to be coming out, filth come out.
Where words ought to be coming out, filth come out.
You know what I mean.
No, when it comes to you, no, I don't know what you mean. No, when it comes to you, I apologize to whatever extent I need to apologize to get past this. But yes, folks, I will be sure not to, you know, to do that anymore, to mute the bloody audio. It is our first week here back with a great many of our radio stations, some new stations, a great many of our regular listeners, some new listeners. Our BSPs, the people that have been longtime supporters, we just love and appreciate all of you. We really honestly do, and it's great to be here. I you know, the difficulty in producing a show like ours is quite daunting. You know, we've got a lot going on here.
Well, Phil, can I just jump in?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, excuse me, Daddy. You go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, get all pouty about it.
I was saying something.
Go ahead.
Now I forget what I was saying.
Oh, well, now you forget.
Go on.
I was going to say... Well, you know, never mind.
All right, so what I'm saying is there is an awful lot here on this show that that we do behind the scenes. There's a lot of producing that goes on. There's a lot of... just a lot. And there's a lot technical that happens on this show. But as we move forward... with your indulgence and with your honest input and the love you have for the grand medium of radio.
Oh, come on.
What?
You're giving a speech, Phil. Can you knock it off?
What did you with you guys with all of a sudden the peanut gallery here, huh?
Are you going to sit there and go, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, but you do it good. Go ahead.
Yes, but yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say...
Is he a scream or what? I'll die.
Yeah, I want to say that I'm Phil Henry.
All right, fine. I'm just trying to be honest with my audience. I'm giving them the...
I know, the lay of the land. That's your... We're simply saying that people would forgive you everything if you could just remember to unmute during a segment on the video cast so people can hear what in the hell it is you are saying. Thank you, I'm going to the toilet.
There's toilet paper on the upper shelf.
Thank you.
I just love how, you know, I just love how it's your show all of a sudden. Yeah, well, there's my statement. You can give a speech.
What? I can't hear you. The door's closed.
Anyway, it's wonderful to be back. Now, to just reiterate, our website is philandryshow.com. Backstage passes can be had there. And then you can understand what it is that these guys are talking about here with the muted segment. I'm sorry, there is a mute button on our TriCaster. We have a beautiful video cast that we do. I mean, it's a three-camera array. We have all kinds of green screen effects, all kinds of virtual studios that we put ourselves in and out of. We're out on the beach one second. We're in a city the next. We're in a studio the next. We're nowhere the next. We get a lot of, Robert, you had a letter, people asking where we get all that, all the video effects.
Yeah, they want to know where you get all the
background movie. Yeah, where's that?
Those background movies are, you know what that stuff is? See, a lot of times, folks, we show on the green screen, you'll see a car in black and white traveling through the streets of L.A. That's all stock footage that's available on the Internet that is not copyright protected. It's all public domain that you can use. It's stock footage, like the A-bombs blowing up, all that stuff. That's stuff that people use in movies all the time. It's stock footage. It's available.
Free of charge?
Yeah, free of charge. I mean, there's no, it's all just there, man. And that's what that is. And the lady was talking about a film that we showed that's a car, I think, driving through L.A. And it, you know, looks kind of cool. So that's what that is. We get it online. And you know, it's available as public domain stuff. Some of the stuff we've got is like cars racing.
Yeah, there's another one with a guy who's dancing. He looks like a jackball.
A guy who's dancing that looks like a jackball.
Oh, I know what that is. That's from that old, that nudie cutie.
Oh, yeah. There used to be these porn movies, you guys, called nudie cuties. Do you guys know what these are? These nudie cuties were apparently films that were done in before the heavy days of pornography, or adult films, I should say. And these nudie cuties, they had these things in theaters, so we used a clip from that. Of some guy dancing, and he had his clothes on, though. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. And we'll be back right after this. Yeah.